Yugoslavia's government is encouraging citizens to build a civic-minded society. During the Milosevic era, when other countries isolated Yugoslavia, corruption was rampant, smugglers became millionaires, and few people paid taxes. If the post-Milosevic government has its way, all that will become history by the end of the year. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Belgrade.
Milan Stedovic and other small-time hustlers who line a legendary sidewalk in central Belgrade stand behind stalls that are like salt licks for music geeks.
I'm working here selling pirate CDs.
How much is a CD here?
About $2. Yeah.
And all of the CDs are pirated?
Yes.
For a music fanatic, Belgrade is paradise. You can find anything, absolutely any piece of music known to man.
Tim Buckley and television till Jan Brown and Travis and soundtracks from the new movies, everything.
Everything that is, except legitimate copies.
And what if somebody comes here and they say, do you have Bob Dylan? And you say, no, we don't. Could you get it for them?
Yes. If I don't have original, my friend has original. And I can make any title you want.
The pirate stalls are a vestige of the Milosevic era. Music, video, and software piracy were tolerated, few people bothered to pay taxes, and Milosevic cronies controlled the illegal cigarette and gasoline trade. Sanctions imposed by the United Nations left young Yugoslavs feeling isolated. Vlada Janic, who's a record label producer, was a DJ at Belgrade's famed B92 station in the 1990s.
In 60s, 70s, 80s, people were used to consume pop culture, so in 90s it was suddenly cut off. Piracy, it was the way for them to buy new music and to see new movies.
And it made Yugoslavia the biggest piracy market in Europe. Even these days, you can easily catch the new Harry Potter film on regional television or find street hawkers offering Hollywood's latest on DVD. But if Belgrade's former culture minister, Miško Ranđelović, has his way, the days of piracy are numbered.
If we want to become a part of Europe, to become a member of the World Trade Organization, to become a candidate for European Union, and to become one day a part of the European Union, one of the things that we must do is, among other things, is to stop piracy.
Ranđelović, who now serves on an anti-piracy commission, Serbian Prime Minister Zoran Djindjic, and others are playing the role of Yugoslavia's good cops. They want to make the country normal. They want people to pay taxes, observe traffic signals, and be courteous to one another. By the end of the summer, they expect pirate CD stalls will be totally closed down. The chaos of Belgrade city streets symbolizes everything the government wants to eliminate. Cars weave in and out of fast and slow lanes. Sometimes they creep up on the sidewalks. Pedestrians cross roads in ways only locals can grasp. So it's come as a bit of a shock here that the government is also cracking down on jaywalking. And the fines are steep, about $13, or a quarter of the average monthly salary. It's part of a wider policy promoted by people like government advisor Predrag Simic.
This is simply a must for this society in order to overcome criminalized society, corruption.
So as the government intensifies its crackdown on piracy and jaywalking, leaders here, like Miško Ranđelović, are hoping to bring about a cultural change.
If everybody is doing like we are doing, then you will have nice trees, good parks, good theaters, good buses, and then you can say, okay, it looks like this democracy is okay.
Guy Raz, NPR News, Belgrade.